The King of Heaven, to his feet your tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the everlasting King. Praise him for his grace and favor to his people in distress. Praise him still the same as ever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glorious in his faithfulness. Father, like intense and spears us, well our feeble frame he knows. In his hand he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, widely yet his mercy flows. Angels help us to adore him, you'll behold him face to face. Sun and moon bow down before him, dwellers all in time and space. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise with us the God of grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise with us the God of grace. Our Father and our God, King of Heaven, to you alone we bring our tributes. Father, we thank you because you are the one that ransomed us even from eternal damnation. We thank you because you are the one that heals all our wounds. Father, we thank you because you are our restorer. Daddy, we give you praise because you are the one that cancels even the penalties for our sins. For you are the one that forgive, and even you erase even the offense that we have committed towards you, O Lord. And Lord, you take all our sins even to the river of forgetfulness. Daddy, we thank you, O Lord, for you are a forgiving God. To you be praised forever and ever in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, O God, because you are God that is slow to chide and you are swift to bless. Thank you, O Lord, because you are God of grace and favor. Daddy, we appreciate you, O Lord, for you are the one that can save us and deliver us even in time of our distresses, O Lord, even in this dangerous time, O Lord, even in this terrific time, O Lord. We thank you because we have you, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, the great deliverer. We appreciate you. Thank you because like a father, you take care of us. Like a father, you spare us from all evil. That we appreciate you, for you gently bear us upon your shoulder. Father, far above all principalities and powers, you rescue us from all our foes. That we say, be thou exalted forever. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour again in your presence, Most High God. Thank you for the grace that brought us triumphantly into the month of June, the 6th month in the year 2022. It's by your grace and your mercy. It's by your favor. It's by your goodness towards us. It's not because we know how to pray. It's not because of our righteousness, but by your mercy alone. Daddy, we appreciate you. We say be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Most High God, we have come even into your presence again tonight. We have come, our deliverer. We have come, our God, our Father. We have come unto you alone, God, that reigns over our fears. We have come unto you, the one that loves us so much, that he gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary, so that we can have access to him, so that we are adopted as children, even to the family of Trinity. That we appreciate to be thou exalted in Jesus' name, in your presence tonight, O Lord, at the throne of grace tonight. That we pray, O Lord, that we will receive mercy for grace, for us to get help, even at this perilous time, even at this fear-stricken time, even at this time of unrest, even at this time that dangers and destructions are all over the atmosphere. That day we pray, O Lord, you will arise for our help. Father, you will arise, O Lord, for our deliverance. You will arise, O Lord, for our safety. You arise for our security. You will arise, O Lord, and deliver us from all our foes, physically and spiritually. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sowed deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our garden of tonight. In the name of Jesus, Daddy, we thank you, we give you praise, because principalities and power, they have no place in our midst today, because this is the garden of the light. And the Bible said the light shineth, and darkness could not comprehend. Therefore, darkness, you have no place in our midst tonight. You have no place in this gathering tonight. In the name of Jesus, that you will pray, oh Lord, according to your word, I say, tell them whatever thing they say into my hearing, I will do unto them. Father, you said in your word that whatsoever thing we ask, you will do unto us. Jesus Christ, you said that whatsoever thing we ask the Father in your name, he will do unto us. And we thank you by your word. We believe you because you can never lie, because you are not a man. As we are going to decree and declare tonight, as we are going to pray and cry unto you tonight, as we are going to plead with you tonight, that is so you will do unto us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Forever your name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Follow me quickly to the Bible passage for tonight that is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11. We've been dealing with the book of Ezekiel, and as long as God wants us to continue, we will continue, because our God is a faithful God. He's empowering us and is raising us up to know his mind and to be able to act accordingly. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 11, I'm going to read. I'm reading from the Voice version. Then the Spirit lifted me up and transported me to the eastern gate of the eternal house. I saw 25 men standing at the entrance of the gate. I recognized two leaders among them, Jaazaniah, Asa's son, and Pelatiah, Benaniah's son. Son of man, these are the ones concocting evil plans and pushing wicked schemes on the city. They say, this is not a good time to build houses. The city of Jerusalem is like an iron pot, and we are the meat inside it. Therefore, Eternal God told Ezekiel, prophesy against them, son of man. Speak my message to them. Then the Spirit of the Eternal came over me and said to me, tell them, this is what the Eternal has to say. Those may be your secret thoughts, people of Israel, but I know what's going on in your minds. You have murdered masses of people in this city, and you have filled the streets with dead bodies. The corpses you have scattered in the street are the meat, and this city is the pot. But I will make sure you are taken out of this city. Since you fear war, that is exactly what I will bring against you. I, the Eternal Lord, declare that. After I drive you out of the city, I will give you over to the control of foreigners, and they will punish you. You will die in battle, and my judgment will fall on you as you flee for the border of Israel. Then you will know I am the Eternal One. This city will not be a protective port for you, and you certainly won't be the meat tended within it. I will execute my judgment against you all the way to the border of Israel, and you will know I am the Eternal One. You have been careless with my laws, disregarded my instruction, mindlessly conforming to the standards of the nations around you. As I was prophesying, Pelatiah, Benaiah's son, died. Then I fell to the ground, face down, and exclaimed in a loud voice, hear me, Eternal Lord. Will you do away completely with the remnants of Israel? At this, the Lord of the Eternal came to me. The word of the Eternal came to me. Son of man, your people in Ezer, your own relatives, your countrymen, and the whole nation of Israel are the ones the citizens of Jerusalem have disparaged, saying they have been taken far away from the Eternal. This land is ours now. It is those in us, it has been given to us to keep, but they are mistaken. It is those in Ezer whom I will redeem. Give the citizens of Jerusalem my message. Tell them that I, the Eternal Lord, drove them far away from my temple and scattered them among other countries. But I have still built a sanctuary for them during this time in those other lands where they have gone. Then deliver my message to the exiles. Tell them that I, the Eternal Lord, will gather you and assemble you from the places where I scattered you, and I will return your inheritance, the land of Israel, to you, because you are my true children. My brethren in the Lord, this is the word of the Lord. And it says in verse 18, when they return home, those in Ezer, those that have been scattered all around, they will demolish all the disgusting idols and remove all the stalking images from the land. I will give them a new will, a new heart, undivided heart, and plant a new spirit within them. I will remove their cold, stony hearts and replace it with a warm heart of flesh. Then they will follow my commands and uphold my laws and actually do as I say. They will be my people and I will be their God. As for those who remain dedicated to their disgusting idols and stalking images, the very thing they have done will be brought down upon them as judgment. So said the Eternal Lord. Every evil that they have done will come back unto their head, says the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Lord bless his reading. Mighty Jehovah, Ancient of Days, Rock of ages, we bow down and worship your majesty. Our Father and our God, we praise your most holy name. Your name that is greater than any other. In the name of Jesus, we worship you. Our gracious and merciful God, we thank you for by your love towards us, you reprove us and at the same time, you restore us to yourself. Our Redeemer and our Restorer, we bless and worship you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for the grace granted unto us to be among the living today. Thank you for the grace that landed us safely into the month of June 2022. Daddy, we appreciate you. Thank you for the grace that brought us to this very moment in your presence. Many we started together today, but as of now, they are no more. Daddy, we bless your most holy name. We appreciate you for this privilege. Forever your name be praised, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, I welcome you to this month of June, the month of 2022, June 2022. The month God said to me that this month, concerning each and every one of us, is that we will witness His saving power. You and I, every one of us, we will witness the saving power of our God. For He will display His deliverance. He will show His deliverance power in our lives by rewarding our love for Him and for His service. He said, as we devotedly and lovingly seeking after Him and trusting Him, He will rescue us from harm and He will make us great, according to Psalm 91 verse 14, that says, for the Lord said, because He loves me, I will rescue him. I will make him great because he trusts in my name. My brothers and my sisters, as we continue our journey of June 2022 and even years ahead of us, months ahead of us, please do not permit anyone, do not permit anything else to replace God's love in your heart. And do not allow anyone or anything to take God's love away from your heart. Then He will fulfill His promise in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Brethren in the Lord, for our text of tonight, from that book of Ezekiel chapter 11, God's Spirit lifted prophet Ezekiel up and took him to the gate of the Lord's house. And God showed him 25 men, no strangers from outside. 25 men, that mean believers in Christ, that mean elders in the church, that mean people of importance, that mean people that everybody recognized and they respected to be the people of God. Among these ones are Jezaniah, the son of Azor, and Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. Princes, people of that rule, that reigns, that give order, people that are highly respected in the society. The Bible says that these are respectable people in the land. They are those who devise evil and give wicked advice in the land. This one that we are, you know, we look unto, those one that we are expecting good advice from them. They are people that we know that they will not, we put our trust in them, that they cannot mislead us. But they are the very one that are devising evil and wicked plans, even concerning our land, concerning the church of God, concerning the body of Christ. They are those who devise evil and they give wrong advice, just like that of Ahithophel, that even David highly trusted. David trusted him that anything Ahithophel tells Moses to David to do, that David, this is it, David will take it without questioning. Because he's a respected counselor. He was a respected counselor in the land. These are the people that God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy against.
by the unction of the anointing of God upon me at this moment. I prophesy against evil rulers and elders who devise and are devising evil against our land and against the people of the land, against the body of Christ. I prophesy against you all in the name of Jesus. I prophesy and I declare according to the word of the Lord in Isaiah 57:21 that there is no peace for you evil rulers in our lands in the name of Jesus. There is no peace for you evil elders that gave and are giving wicked and wrong advice in our lands and in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. All you elders that are devising and are giving evil destructive instruction even to the body of Christ and even into our for our land, that I decree and declare no peace in the name of Jesus. In verse 5 of Ezekiel 11, these elders and rulers are so devilish in their thought, forgetting that God sees and knows the thoughts of the heart of every man. According to Psalm 94 verse 11a, that says, the Lord knows the thoughts of mankind. And even Psalm 139 verse 2, it says, you know when I sit down and when I get up, you know my thoughts before I think them. That is your God. That is my God. I am praying that these evil elders, these evil ministers in the government, we call them minister of affairs, minister of petroleum, minister of this, minister of that, and even the minister of the gospel, we call everybody minister, we give them names. All these wicked ones, minister in the government set, minister in the gospel, that are devising and have devised evil counsel concerning our nation, concerning the body of Christ, stop fooling yourself. God sees your heart. God knows every thought of your heart. God knows what you are thinking. And the Lord is coming against you. The Lord is prophesying against you. No peace for the wicked. No peace for you. In the name of Jesus. Unless you repent, likewise you will perish, says the word of God. In Jesus' name. Verse 6 of Ezekiel 11 says, you have killed many people in this city, filling the streets with their bodies. How many dead bodies in Nigeria? How many people are dying on the street because they refuse to do the road? How many people are dying of poverty? How many people are dying of hunger? How many people are dying of sicknesses and diseases that could be treated in the hospital because of your wickedness, because of your evil ways? The Lord is coming for you. The Lord is coming against you. In the name of Jesus, no peace for you. These are the things our governors, our ministers, leaders and rulers are doing in our lands and in our nation. This same thing is being done by church elders, councils members, pastors, prophets, evangelists, killing our people, killing the people of God, physically and spiritually. God sees you all and he will definitely recompense and take vengeance over all these people. He will take vengeance for all that you've caused the body of Christ, for all that called even believers in Christ, for what you have caused our land to be experiencing at this time. The Lord is coming for you. He will repay you accordingly because he's God of vengeance, because he's God the reward. God said unto Ezekiel in verse 7 to 11 of Ezekiel 11, the Bible says, because they have killed and left in the middle of the city, and like they compare it with, they say, best meat, and made the city like the cooking pot. God says he is going to do this thing to you. Hear ye me. God said he will force you out of the city, of the land, and of the nation. God will force you all out. In the name of Jesus, God will cause the land to terrorize you. God will cause your house to be hot against you. God will cause the land to be hot against you. He says in verse 8, you fear the sword, but I will bring sword against you. You know they will run out of the nation.
They will run. They have guards that protect them. When they are going on the street, when they are going to minister, they will have entourage. They will have security guard. And they left the people to suffer. They expose our people. They expose the people of God to danger out there. And they were securing themselves. They have security guards. They have those ones that march after them. Oh, God says that you fear to die. You fear the sword. By that same sword, you will die. It is not Becky's word, but this is the word of God. Because enough is enough. The Lord is coming against you for what you have caused the people of the Lord, for what you have caused the land to become. The Lord is against you, and there is no peace. The Lord will bring that same sword that you have caused to land upon the innocent one in our land, that you have caused to land upon the innocent church members. The Lord is against you. You in the name of Jesus. Verse 9 says, I will force you out of the city and hand you over to strangers to punish. So it will be upon you all wicked, upon you all evil ministers, upon you all wicked governors, upon you all wicked elders, upon you all wicked rulers and kings, upon you council of elders in the church that have scattered and have caused problem upon the body of Christ and even in our land, that Lord will hand you over all to strangers and punish you in the name of Jesus. He said in verse 10, you will die by sword. I will punish you at the border of this Israel, so you will know that I am the Lord. Mothers are crying for the death of their young ones. Husband is not safe out there that he goes to work to come back home. Oh, the woman in the house is afraid. Thieves can come and kill me before my husband come out. The word of the Lord is against you today. God said, I will punish you at the border of Israel. So the Lord will punish you, will expose you, even in our land. God will cause you to be disgraced. For God will tear your clothes down. God will naked you because of your wickedness. Because you are so wicked to the people of God, because you don't care about what is going on in our nation, or because you can eat your 3 square meal, or because you have security, but you open the people of God to danger and destruction. The Lord is against you in the name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, these are God's words and declaration upon all these evil and wicked leaders, elders of our lands, rulers and ministers in the government and in the gospel. At this point, I want us to trust God as God of justice. My brother and my sisters, we got to trust our God. He's God of justice. He's God of vengeance. He said, vengeance is mine. Oh, God said he's bringing justice. God said he's going to give us justice as his people and let us know that vengeance is of the Lord. And he will definitely give vengeance even against all the enemy of his people in our lands and in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you one thing, my brother and my sister, before we go to prayer. Oh, this is an eye opener. This is something that opens our eyes, opens your eyes and my eyes, all of us, never to participate in devising and planning evil against anyone and against any land. According to Psalm 1 verse 1 that says, happy are those who don't listen to the wicked. Refuse to listen to wicked advice. Refuse to listen to be part of the wicked ones. Wherever you find yourself, those who don't go where sinners go, stop following them to do evil. Deceive from coming to the seats, to the council, to the sitting, to the meeting of the wicked ones, of the evil ones, devising evil against the land, against the body of Christ. Stop it. Blessed are you if you don't go with the sinner, if you don't sit in their seat, if you don't walk in their way, if you don't stand along their path, who don't do what evil people do. Don't join them. Don't participate. Refuse. Don't even give them a chance. Don't let them talk about it. Let me tell you, if God is with somebody, if you don't even join and you just hear it and you are consuming it and you are happy about it, you will
you will get the recompense. You will get the reward of the wicked one. Because you listen there and you are happy listening how they want to destroy somebody, how they want to destroy a nation, how they want to destroy the people of God, you will participate in their judgment. And against any people of God, do not, never follow this fool. Never. Don't fool ourselves thinking that God does not see us. Yes, he did see all things and knows all things. Even that deepest thought of your heart, even that deepest thought of my heart, God says in verse 12 of the same Ezekiel chapter 11, then you will know that I am the Lord. You did not live by my rules or obey my laws. Instead, you did the same things as the nation around you. Many of us, we copy. Did God give you that instruction? You are copied because, oh, they do it in this land, they do it in that nation, they are doing it in this church. You don't know that God just, you know, keeping quiet, looking at them, how far they can go. And because you see it, oh, it's thriving. Oh, see how they are doing it. And you followed suit. God said that because you decided to follow, to do the same thing. Stop doing the same thing. Don't stop doing the wicked thing that they are doing. God will definitely take care of his people, mind you. But all the evil, the wicked ones, he will destroy. Psalm 1 verse 5 to 6, you can read that. Go and see what God's promise he will do to the wicked ones. I don't have time to go over that. So the wicked will not, they cannot escape God's punishment. The wicked one. Sinners will not worship with God's people. God will put a distinction. God will separate them. That's why God said that Pharaoh, let my people go so that they can serve me, they can worship me. They cannot worship me in this land that is full of idols. This is because the Lord takes care of his people, but the wicked will be destroyed. Beloved in the Lord, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God fulfilled the prophecy immediately. According to that Ezekiel, Pelatiah, sons of Benaiah, died. That's verse 11a. He says, as I prophesied, Pelatiah, sons of Benaiah, died. Just like God killed Korah, Dotham, and Abiram, that conspired against Moses in Numbers chapter 16 verse 1. And like Ananias and Sapphira, before Peter in the book of Acts chapter 1, chapter 5 verse 1 to 11, you can read that. I decree and declare that God will purge our land and the body of Christ of this evil and wicked people in the name of Jesus. God will give them immediate judgment. God will take them out. Let me tell you, Peter told Sapphira. Oh, what happened? You see the leg of the people that carried the corpse of your husband. And she too fell down and died. And when you rubama ni pe Olorun atijo ni Olorun isin lo npe dajo atijo immediately. Let me tell you, God can destroy at any time. But thank be for the grace, Jesus Christ, that seated at the right side of God interceding on our behalf. If not, nobody, if God should mark iniquity, no one will stand. But thank be to God. I decree and declare that God will do likewise to everyone that represent Pelatia in our land. Everyone that represent this wicked 25 men in our land and in the body of Christ, God will eliminate them in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by this act of God upon Pelatia, all people of the land and believers in Christ, we that will not reference God, that continue doing the repulsive act, that continue being wicked to the sheep, in the name of Jesus, to the flocks of God, that Lord will remove them in the name of Jesus. He will purge our land, even of these evil and wicked men and women, in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Quickly, before going to a few prayer points, Ezekiel 11:14-21 pointed out what God will do to the remaining people of the land. The remaining survivor, those people that will survive this trying and perilous time, this wicked time in our land, this wicked time in our nation, this wicked time in the body of Christ. God says that he's going to do miraculous thing in our midst and concerning them. He said, I will send the people far away among the nation and scatter them among the country, but for a little while. Let me tell you, it's just for a little while that you are passing through. How many people want to travel out of Nigeria to other nations? How many people want to run for their dear lives? God said that he will permit it, but just for a few time. For we will return. For there will be return. Because they will all return. The Israel will return to Jerusalem. And because God will be the temple in their lives. God will be with them. His presence will be mighty in our land. In our lives. Every one of us outside our nation. Wherever you may be. God said, I will make my sanctuary in you. What a blessed assurance. He said, I will gather you from the nation and bring you together from the countries where you have been scattered. I will give you back the land of Israel. God will give us back our land. Let me tell you, whether Yoruba nation, whether Igbo nation, whether Hausa nation, we are in the same soil called Nigeria. And I know that God, if he decided to let us be divided into three, he will do it. His only counsel will stand concerning that nation, and he will give us back our inheritance. He will give us back our land. Our land will prosper. Nigeria will experience, whether Hausa land, Yoruba land, Igbo land, we will experience the goodness of God, prosperity of God upon that nation in the name of Jesus. He said, when they come back to their land, they will remove all evil idols. All those idols, all those that we invited in the year 1977, first act 1977, said we will destroy them. All those hateful images, so the Lord will help us to do that. We will worship the Lord in truth and in the spirit. We will break down all the images of evil ones in the name of Jesus. He said, I will give them a desire to respect me completely. We will respect and honor God completely, not partial respect, not half respect, but complete respect. God will give us a new heart. What a wonderful God. He said, I will put inside them a new way of thinking. We will stop thinking of wickedness. We will stop thinking of destroying another man. We will stop thinking of bringing another person down. But we will start thinking, even that which is the thinking of Jesus Christ. We will let that mind that is in Christ, God said, if we let it be inside us, we will think of things that are praiseworthy, things of exhortation, things that of good report. That is what we start thinking, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. He said, we will live by his rule and obey his law, and we will keep them, and he will be our God, for we will be his people. Hallelujah. These are the promises of God for those that we escape the slaughtering by the mark of the blood of Jesus upon them. To those that reverence and respect God. To those that refuse to join the evil ones that are devising and planning wickedness against the land, against the body of Christ, and against God's people. God is not a man that will lie or deny all that he said. He said it, he will do it. This for us in our land and in the body of Christ. Ezekiel chapter 11:21 says, but those who want to serve their evil status, those who want to continue worshiping those hateful idols, I will pay back for their evil ways, says the Lord. God is a rewarder, and he will reward each man according to his deeds, as it is written in Revelation 22:12. Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. I want you to pray. I want you to thank God for this opportunity, even to cry unto him. Give him thanks, because the Bible said, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the situation, for if God did not permit anything to happen, it will not happen. It's not that God is wicked, for even in that we are thinking that this is terrible, God is achieving his purpose. God is establishing his counsel. Begin to thank God. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request. Daddy, we have come tonight. Father, regardless of the terrible situation our land is, regardless of the terrible situation in the body of Christ, Daddy, we have come, oh Lord, with thanksgiving to present our prayer and petition unto you tonight. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, we guard your hearts and your mind in Christ. I want you to say, Daddy, let your peace that passes all human understanding guard our hearts, even regardless of what is going on. Let your peace rule over our hearts. Let your peace rule over our minds in the name of Jesus. Regardless of the up and down, regardless of the crying and you know, wailing and mourning, Daddy, give us peace that passes all human understanding in the name of Jesus. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourself to prayers, being watchful and thankful. At this time, that is what you need to do, my brothers and my sisters. Devote yourself to prayer. When we call for prayer, hardly will you see anybody. But when we call for party, you will see. People will call up from work to attend party. But when it comes to prayer, oh, they will give excuse. Look at what the Bible says. Colossians 4:2. Devote yourself to prayer. Be watchful and thankful. I want you to say, my Father and my God, pour upon me spirit of grace and supplication in the name of Jesus. I decree by the spirit of grace and supplication upon me, I will devote myself to prayer at all times in the name of Jesus. I will devote myself seeking the face of God at all times in the name of Jesus. I will be watchful and vigilant, Father, at all times. Oh Lord, with the word of God, concerning the situation, concerning the people around me, I will be vigilant and watchful, and I will be thankful for everything around me and inside my land, concerning the body of Christ. For you make all things to work together for good, for them that love you and call according to your purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. My brothers, my sisters, we are seated together, hallelujah, with Christ in heavenly places, with Christ in heavenly place, with Christ above all principalities and powers. That is what Ephesians 2:6 says. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that you are seated in heavenly places, and there you are above evil and wicked ones. You are above all these wicked ones planning and scheming and devising evil against you, against your family, against our land, against the body of Christ, against your ministry, against your church, against your brothers and ministers. Daddy, thank you, oh Lord, because you raised us, Father, to sit together with Lord Jesus Christ above all principalities and powers, above all witches and wizards, above all mommy water spirits, above all obanges. Daddy, thank you. Thank you, God, because you set me high above them all. That, Lord, whatever I decree in heavenly places, heart must yield to my command in the name of Jesus. Now that you know where you are in Christ, now that I know where I am in Christ, let us go and decree and declare against the wicked, against the evil ones, according to Ezekiel 11:1-13. Ezekiel 11:7 says, so the Lord God says, your dead whom you have laid in the city at the midst, and this city is the port, but I will bring you out of it. I want you to pray. Almighty God, as you said in Ezekiel 11:7, drag and slaughter all evil, Jezaniah and Pelatia, all people that are wicked, those that represent the 25 men in the court, in the house of God, that are scheming and planning evil against the land, against the body of Christ, that he drag them out. that did drag them out of the body of Christ, drag them out, drag them out of our land in the name of Jesus. That did chase them out in the name of Jesus. Let your rod of wrath run upon them in the name of Jesus. Be merciless to them, oh God. Drag them out of your church, oh Lord. Drag them out of the body of Christ, Lord. Drag them out of our lands, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. 11:8. Ezekiel 11:8 says, you have been afraid of the sword. You see, Akpani, Tonife Kamuda Koja Loriai. That means the one that loves to kill but will not want anybody to kill him or her. It says, though you have been afraid of the sword, so I will bring a sword upon you. The Lord God says, it's not my word, it's not Becky's word. This is the word of God. Unless you want to argue with the word of God, but let me tell you, the word of God is settled in heaven, already been settled. Nobody can argue it. I want you to pray, Almighty God, as you said in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 8, bring sword upon all those that are killing people by sword in our land. Those that are killing the innocent people in our lands. In the name of Jesus. Those that are killing innocent children of God, believers of God, in the body of Christ, physically and spiritually. Daddy, the fierce sword, let that same sword rest upon them in the name of Jesus. The way they have killed the innocent one, Father, let them to experience it in the name of Jesus. They are afraid of sword, but they are using it to kill another people tonight. God, bring sword upon them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If they experience it, they will know that God is God and God is no man. Ezekiel 11:9, he said, I will bring you out of the city and give you over to strangers and punishment. Strangers. Sickness and disease as strangers. Strangers that we treat them mercilessly. Because they have been merciless to us. They have been merciless to the people of the land. God of justice, I want you to pray. God of justice and vengeance, tonight, bring out all the evil elders, rulers, and ministers in government and the gospel in our land, oh Lord, and in the body of Christ. Daddy, drag them out of the city. Daddy, bring them out, oh Lord. Give them over to strangers. Give them over to the one that will punish them. Give them, God, over to the one that will deal with them mercilessly. Because they are being merciless towards us. Because they are not being merciful to the people of God. Because you are God of justice and vengeance. Give them all over to strangers that will punish them mercilessly. In the name of Jesus. Because of their evil. Because of the wicked act they have done in our land. They have done in the house of God. In the name of Jesus. They will enter into the church and they will kill. They will burn down the house of God. Daddy, tonight, O Lord, drag them out of the city. Hand them over to strangers that will punish them. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Ezekiel 11:10. You will fall by the sword, and I will execute my judgment on you at the border of Israel. Then you will know that I am. Nioruko Jesu, you have to pray that prayer. I decree that by the word of the Lord in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 10, all the evil men in our land and in the body of Christ, let them fall by the sword they have used to kill others in the name of Jesus. That same thing they have exerted upon the innocent one, upon the people of God. Father, let them experience it, O Lord. Tonight, God of vengeance, execute judgment upon them openly in the land, O Lord. Father, shame them openly, O Lord. Render all their wicked acts useless. All their idols tear it down, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. All those wicked ministers in the body of Christ, that he exposed them. All those ministers that have gone even to get power in the kingdom of darkness. Useless their power, Lord. Useless them. They have been using their power to hypnotize the innocent people. Father, tonight, useless their power. Daddy, expose them. Disgrace them. Let judgment come upon them without mercy, Lord. Judge them without mercy. Disgrace them so that they will know that you are God. Jesus' mighty name. Ezekiel 11:12. And you will know that I am the Lord. You who have not obeyed me, but rather have copied the nations all around you. They did not obey God. They love to do copycat. They are copycat. You know, they love to copy everything. They will not ask God, is it in your way? Is it of you? Do you approve it for me? They will just say, oh, somebody is doing it, we must do it. Oh, this is the way they decorate their church, we must do it. This is the one they brought, I saw this in the church of this person. Day to day, we bring it. The Bible says, you who have not obeyed me, but rather have copied the nations all around you. I want you to pray, God of vengeance, tonight, do your terrific act against all evil and wicked ones in our land. Father, do your terrific acts against all the wicked ones in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, let them know that you are the Lord. Daddy, those are that will copy and they will buy every idea. As long as they are bringing it, they will just, oh yes, it's the season. It's the thing in trend. Oh, we got to do it. It's a trending thing. Father, help us, O Lord, to follow you, to do it according to that specification that you have given unto us. Let us not do copy. Let us stop doing follow in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name, amen. Ezekiel 11:38 says, now it come about while I was prophesying, Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died. You know, Eru Olorun ba mi. Eru re un ba mi, eru re un ba mi. Oba to fi di aye so le o, eru re un ba mi. I want you to pray. God of justice, God of vengeance, tonight, carry out judgment without mercy upon all evil men and women, Pelatia, in our lands and in the body of Christ. Daddy, bring out your judgment, O Lord. Daddy, carry out your judgment without mercy. That your life, lanu, oluwa shelori gbogbo ikainiyan, ni orile dewa ati ninu ijolorun. That your life, lanu, oluwa do it, O Lord, so that they will know that you are God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Ezekiel 16:11 says, now tell your fellow Ezra what I am saying. I am the one who sent them to live in far off nations and scattered them in other countries. Yet for the time being, I will be present with them in the lands where they were scattered. Where they are. Thank God for the presence of God. Remember, I said, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I want you to pray. Almighty God, by your great mercy for us, everywhere we are, everywhere your people are scattered in other countries of the nation, Father, be present with us in the name of Jesus. Let us experience your presence, O Lord, because we all run out of our nation for greener pastures. It's in different parts of the world that did let your presence be real in our life. Father, let us know that you are with us. Merciful and gracious God, everywhere we have been scattered on earth because of these evil leaders, because of these evil ministers, God in government and in gospel, be our sanctuary, Lord. Father, secure us, O Lord. Be our hiding place in all nations of the world that we have been scattered. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Ezekiel 11:17. So tell them that I am the sovereign Lord. I will gather them out of the country where I scattered them, and will give them the land of Israel back. You will not die in another man's land. You will go back home in peace and not in pieces. The Lord will secure you. You will not die outside the country where you have been, in the name of Jesus. For the goodness of the Lord will tabernacle with you, in the name of Jesus. And the glory of God will reside upon you, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. He says, Ezekiel 34:10 says, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherd. and I will require my flocks at their hands, and cause them to cease from feeding the flocks. Neither shall the shepherd feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flocks from their mouth. All those wicked ministers, all those that are preying upon their flocks, that are just making fun of them, just useless in the life of their followers, they will say, lick my leg. They will say, come and drink the water I bathe myself with. Oh, that Lord tonight, if that your life, la no luwa shelo, I'm pray. God, judgment without mercy, exerted upon these wicked ministers, upon these wicked prophet, upon this wicked pastor, upon this wicked apostle, upon this wicked evangelist, upon the wicked ones in our government, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Ezekiel 11:18, he said, when they return, they are going to get rid of all filthy, disgusting idols they find. I want you to pray, Daddy, purge our land, that as many that we are going to return to our nation, Daddy, you will cause us to raise up the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, like Gideon, O Lord, we will become the Zerubbabel. We will become the Zerubbabel. We will become the one that will demolish every idol in our land, every idol in our nation, every idol in our compound, every idol in our father's compound, in the name of Jesus. Ezekiel 11:19, I will give them one earth, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from their body and give them a fleshy heart. Father, all this that you promised, Father, do it, O Lord, as you will return us gloriously back home. For you said the return of those one in exile was so great. Daddy, when Israel was going, O Lord, you caused him to be favored before the king. He was blessed in return with blessing in exile. Even the Israelites, as they were going out of Egypt, you caused favor for them to meet with favor before all the Egyptians. Whatever they require of them was given unto them. Father, declare us favor, that we will not leave our outside country even in vain, O Lord. We will return in greatness and plenty, in the name of Jesus. And you will give us a new heart. We will respect you. We will honor you. Father, you will take away every stony heart from us. In Jesus' name, amen. Ezekiel 11:20, so that they will walk in my status and keep my ordinances and carry them out. They will be my people and I will be. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause us to walk in your ways. Cause us to walk in your status. Cause us to keep your ordinances, in the name of Jesus. Every believer, everyone that will return unto you, that will forsake their wicked ways, Father, cause us to walk in your status. Cause us, O Lord, to keep your ordinances and to carry them out. Oh, Father, be our God. Let them know that you are our God. Father, let them know. Let everyone know that you are our God. For you will continue to be our God. In Jesus' name, amen. And lastly for tonight, Ezekiel 11:21. But as for those whose heart goes after their disgusting things and their abominations, I will bring down their conduct on their own head. That means I will bring their evil things, evil ways, evil plans, evil devices. I will bring it upon them. I want you to pray. God of vengeance, tonight, repay the evil men and women whose heart goes after evil things, whose heart goes after repulsive acts in our hand, in our land, in our churches. Father, let those evil go back upon their heads, in the name of Jesus. Back to sender, Neofiche. Back to sender, God. All their plan, the Bible says, he will dig a pit will fall into it, oh Lord. And the one that dig a hole in the wall, the same the snake will come and bite. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, all evil dwells in our land. Let all their evil comes upon their heads according to your word. Let all those evil devices, all those evil plans fall upon them in the name of Jesus. God, tonight, bring down their evil conduct upon their OS. ori ara re lo ma fi ru elulu to rojo ni ori ara lo ma role. So everyone that devise evil against you, anyone that plan evil against you and your household, it will fall back on their own heads in the name of Jesus. On his or her own head, that evil will land in the name of Jesus. Anyone that think evil about you, that evil will return back onto his or her own head in the name of Jesus. So shall it be that every guardian of power of darkness, of evil ones concerning the body of Christ, shall not stand. For the church of God is marching on. The church of God is marching on, and the gate of hell will not prevail over the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. For God, we arise for his people, and we fight in the name of Jesus, and we give us victory in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you, we worship you because you are God. As we continue, even the month of June, we satisfy each day. Oh, Daddy, we decree that each moment in the month of June, we will see your salvation, we will see your deliverance power, we will see your saving power, we will experience your saving grace, and you will bless us accordingly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. I remain your best friend, Sister Becky Adedokun. The Lord bless you till next week. Stay blessed. Hallelujah. Good night. Bye-bye.